Tax matters. The taxation of dividends in Zimbabwe. Equity investment is usually remunerated by way of dividend. Unlike interest, which is payable out of pre-tax money, dividend is payable from profits after tax, provided it shall not be paid out of capital profits. In Zimbabwe, the taxation of the dividend follows the source concept, which underscores the geographical sphere of income. Dividend derives its source from the place the principal share register is kept. As a general rule, this is at the registered office of the company or the country of incorporation. By extension, a dividend is from a source within Zimbabwe, if paid by a resident company. Nevertheless, extraterritorial is applied to dividend from a source outside Zimbabwe, when it accrues to or is received by a person at time he, she is a resident of Zimbabwe. The focus of the article is, however, not concerned with this type of dividend. The Income Tax Act, IDA, broadly defines dividend as amount distributed by a company to its shareholders, whether in the form of money or other property, including amount credited by a company to any person who is its shareholder. This definition is broader than other general definitions, including one in the Companies Act. The IDA does not make reference to profits, but provides that a dividend is any distribution or amount credited to a shareholder. It does not include share buyback or any amount, which in the opinion of the commissioner, represents a return of shareholders' or members' capital or shares, bonus issue other than dividend in specie. Any distribution from a building society on a paid-up permanent class, A, shares or an ordinary permanent fully paid-up shares or foundation fully paid-up shares, distributions of profits to members of partnership, distributions of profits to members or shareholders of a licensed investor operating within special economy zone, amount distributed to the Development Trust of Zimbabwe, amount paid to members or shareholders of an industrial park developer, which arises from the operation of industrial park, and income accruing from build, operate and transfer or build, own, operate and transfer projects, etc. By implication, amounts that are not dividend are exempt from shareholders' tax. Nevertheless, the IDA brings within the scope of dividend certain deemed dividends, among them interest payable on excess debt, liquidation dividends unless such income represents a replacement of a loss of paid-up capital, loans payable to shareholders made free of interest or at concessionary rates or terms, including non-arm's length amounts to shareholders, etc. Excessive interest is an amount payable on debt capital that exceeds debt-to-equity ratio of 3:1. The relevant debt for this purpose is the one incurred from a related party and a non-resident person. Debts from local independent persons and financial institutions are excluded. Definitions of debt and equity are as per the accounting rules, provided shareholder loans free of interest count as equity. Dividend paid to an individual, trust or non-resident person by a local company is subject to shareholders' tax at source, while that paid to a local company is exempt. The tax is fixed at 15%, 10% and 5% when distributed by a Zimbabwe Stock Exchange or Victoria Falls Exchange listed company, respectively. A local individual or trust whose dividend has been subject to shareholders' tax suffers no further taxes on the dividend. When a company that is a resident of Zimbabwe receives or accrues a dividend from another local company, it will not include this dividend in its taxable income as long as the distributing company is subject to income tax on its profits. A non-resident person who is a resident of a country with a tax treaty, double taxation agreement, with Zimbabwe, enjoys preferential withholding tax rates. Meanwhile, most tax treaties requires that the investor holds at least 25% of equity in the paying entity to qualify for preferential rates. Notwithstanding the existence of a tax treaty, preferential tax rates do not apply on deemed dividends as outlined above. Shareholders' tax is triggered when a dividend is distributed to a shareholder. A dividend is deemed distributed when it is paid to the shareholder, credited to his account, or so dealt with in the name of the shareholder so that he becomes entitled to it, whichever occurs first. Payment means the fulfillment of the obligation to put funds at the disposal of the shareholders in the manner required by the contract. This makes non-cash settlement, such as forgiveness, write-off, set-off, or extinguishing of debt in any manner, etc., a distribution or payment of dividend for IDA purposes. A dividend is dealt with in the name of a shareholder when a board of directors approves payment of the dividend to the shareholder. The shareholder's tax should be remitted to ZIMRA within 10 days of dividend distribution to shareholder by the company or within such other further time as approved by the commissioner, accompanied by a return, Rev 5. It must be noted that the return should be lodged with ZIMRA within 10 days of distribution of the dividend to the shareholder, whether or not tax has been paid. A late-paid shareholder's tax attracts a maximum penalty of 100% of the tax, and interest is calculated at the rate of 25% page A for each day tax is outstanding. Whenever a shareholder's tax is withheld by the payer, a shareholder should be issued a withholding tax certificate. Meanwhile, despite the existence of multi-currency and the requirement to pay taxes in the currency of income, dividend tax is among the taxes that one can opt to pay in the Zimbabwe dollar. In conclusion, Zimbabwe subjects dividends to tax except those specifically exempt, while dividend distribution to local companies are free of income tax. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming Matrix Tax Summer School. The summer school will run from October 28 to 30, 2021 in Troutbeck, Inyanga. Topura is the founder of Tax Matrix, Private, Limited, and chief executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.